This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bonk, and I'm Scott Hinnon from the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, our flagship, 910 KCJB in Minot, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, and the Red River Valley, as well as KLTC 1460 in Dickinson in the Southern Bakken, and the Flag 1090 Talk Radio in Tioga in the Northern Bakken. Speaking of the Bakken, we had a caller, Charlie, say that east of Stanley on Highway 2, a very nasty accident involving an oil truck, so heads up if anybody's headed that way to keep an eye out for that. Again, east of Stanley on Highway 2, a call from a listener. Always appreciate those updates for folks that are traveling. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. You can always email us with your questions or comments, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com.
And we know... Scott, before we get to the former governor, you did mention, as we were going into the break, the second anniversary of the sounding, the sirens of the Souris River, and that celebration and memorial taking place on Saturday. Things kick off at noon up at Scandinavian Heritage Park up in Minot, but some of the weather issues that are taking place up there, the city of Calgary is having some flooding issues. They've been having storms, and that all heads south, so the people up in the northern tier starting to get a little bit worried about some of the water issues that could resurface again at some point in the very near future as well. So they've been having some water issues up in Canada is also.
Hope folks take in those events. A lot of folks work very hard in the recovery effort, and obviously it's hard to believe that's been 2 years already, but kudos to the organizers in Minot on that event this weekend. All right, some calls stacking up here at 800-228-0550, and we are joined this hour by the man everyone just calls Ed in the great state of North Dakota, former governor and former ag secretary. We'll talk a little bit about the farm bill. Anything else on your mind today? Ed Schaefer. Hello, Ed. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well. And don't forget with all those titles, my best title, which is the office boy. I got to keep that on the resume.
I was going to go with husband, Ed, just for your sake. Husband is your best title, right?
Well, that grandpa might be the best title.
Husband and grandpa, yeah, exactly, yeah. Right. Our big question last hour had to do with whether or not you continue to drive in a thunderstorm. We had some crazy weather last night.
You were
flying, not driving, but.
Nancy was in her car in Minnesota, and she said the rain was so bad she actually did pull over. She said, I couldn't see. I felt like I could see, 25, 30 feet out in front of the car. Didn't know what was coming at me, didn't know what was happening, and even though the windshield wipers were going, she said, I just felt, for safety reasons, I had to pull over.
And looks like some folks want to weigh in on that here today on the program. We're going to talk a little bit about the farm bill, obviously. We have a Medora question from earlier for Ed. Anything goes. So give us a call, and we'll rely on Ed's common sense today as our office boy today on the program. Patrick in Newtown, you're on. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Good morning. Yeah, I just want to give some advice. You can put on sunglasses in heavy rain, and it'll increase your vision. Cut through all the mist and gives you a deeper view into the roadway.
I use shooting glasses, the amber shooting glasses, both at day and night. It also works for snowstorms quite well.
I've done that before, and it works.
Yeah, I'm a commercial driver also, and a retired police officer, and we use that in all our training, just during heavy snow and rainstorms. Put on your sunglasses or your amber glasses, and you'll increase your visibility.
Patrick, as a former law enforcement, maybe we had a caller that asked about this earlier. What is the rule as far as pulling over on the side of the road or the interstate and getting off out of the lane of traffic? Is that a good idea in a snowstorm or a rainstorm?
No,
or should you get off the road onto an ancillary road?
Best thing to do is put on your flashers and slow down until you can pull off the interstate on an ancillary road.
Good wisdom. Patrick, thanks for sharing the rules of the road with us from your perspective. Ernie and Garrison, you're next. Want to talk about the food stamp program, and Ed Schaefer is here to answer any and all questions. Go ahead, Ernie.
Yeah, I moved here from Pennsylvania years ago, but you can go anywhere in Pennsylvania almost, and for half on the food stamp, the druggies will go with you to buy your groceries. You get $200 worth of groceries for $100, and they swipe their cards. So that's one of the big problems with it. And on the border, they're talking a 700-mile fence that has already been promised twice to be built and has not been built yet. It's not promised. It's lied. It's the been built. They got 35 miles of it built, and they put 200-yard openings in it so the deer can cross. You can't keep going like this with unfunded stuff. They get 40 border patrol that aren't allowed to patrol the border. What do you do?
Ernie, thanks for the call and for sounding off today. Ed, let's talk a little bit about, we got a couple of calls about examples like Ernie used on food stamp abuse, and as the former head of 110,000 employees at the Department of Agriculture charged with implementing that program, I imagine you had boatloads of stories like that, and that's why we're all scratching our head a little bit over the farm bill going down over a less than 3% reduction that would have allowed for some reforms, some means testing to say, hey, you got to be looking for work or have work to get it. You have to not automatically get it if you're on a different government program. I think one other one was that no violent criminals should be getting, reforms. That's what they were going to do with the 3%, yet it was enough for Colin Peterson to lose Democrats. Is that crazy?
Well, it's, obviously we can do some reforms in our nutrition programs. There's a lot of fraud and abuse. I mean, you see, I was in a walk by a liquor store the other day in another state, but it had a sign in the window that said, we take EBT cards,
In a liquor store.
Yeah. And I go back to, North Dakota, being the test state for electronic benefits transfer cards. And, we went in and said, instead of doing the paper stamps or loading a checking account or coming, let's do an electronic card. You swipe it just like a credit card. It makes a lot of sense. North Dakota was the first state to do that, to implement it. We were the test case through a project with Western Governors. And, it really worked out well. But the problem that we didn't advance on is you can use that electronic benefits transfer card to restrict purchases. So you can say you can't buy cigarettes, you can't buy alcohol, you can't buy candy bars, you can't buy potato chips. I mean, you can make these cards today, with today's technology, very focused on buying, nutrition products, healthful foods, keeping your family well-fed and comfortable without, buying all this other stuff. Or like the caller was saying, they go into the store and you make $100 because you buy $100 of groceries and, all this kind of stuff. And it's there. It's a problem, and we have the technology today to deal with it. And we don't want to hurt anybody. We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. We don't want to, maybe they have a drinking problem and it's not their fault. It's somebody else's fault. So we shouldn't block them out from that. So, it's just a very difficult arena, and there's a lot of political correctness and a lot of social, requirements or considerations that, just don't make a lot of sense. So the cuts in the program really aren't the issue. The responsible upgrades and changes in the program are what you need to do. The cuts in the program, this was, it was 2.8% or 2.6% or something like that. It didn't do anything to advance the program. It just cut some back. What you really need to do is get in there and change the way we deliver the programs. Put the restrictions on the people using the programs only for nutritious and healthful foods for their families, and take care of people that are temporarily out of work, people that are low income, people that are handicapped and can't work. We can take care of those people, but we can also do it right without wasting taxpayers' money on frivolous purchases.
It's supposed to be a hand up, not a hand out. If there was more oversight on it, if we cleaned up the program, does that eliminate a lot of the need for at least the bickering back and forth across the aisle on cuts or not? You wouldn't have to worry about the cuts if you took out a lot of the corruption that's within the program.
Yeah, there are two things that happened here, Steve. We've got $87 billion going out now on food stamps, and one in every six people are on food stamps. There are two things. One is you do have that fraud, and if you did tighten it up to what the program is meant for, food and nutrition for families in need, if you tightened it up to that, you'd save a ton of money. But the other thing is, as we've looked at doubling of people on food stamps, you can't discount the fact that they have increased the eligibility. Since this Obama administration came in, they've increased the eligibility of people who can get food stamps. So
Ed, hold that thought. We're up against a break. Ed, we're up against a break. Hold that thought. Former North Dakota Governor Ed Schaefer, Agriculture Secretary Ed Schaefer, husband, grandpa, a lot of duties. We'll talk with him. Your questions, your comments, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. It's What's on Your Mind.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit Touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I'm Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
This is What's on Your Mind, 550 K-Fire, KCJB, Minot, AM 1100, The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, AM 1090, Talk Radio in the Bakken, as well as KLTC, 1460, The Southern Bakken. Got you covered here today with What's on Your Mind. We're chatting with Ed Schaefer, a former North Dakota governor, former U.S. Ag Secretary, talking a little bit about the Farm Bill and other issues in the news, and your calls, questions, and comments. Welcome. We were going to break there, and I had to cut you short in your comments. Ed, anything else you wanted to add to that before we go back to the calls?
Oh, I was just saying, you know, that we have increased the eligibility for food stamps so much, and that's why a lot more people are on. You know, you can have a higher income to get food stamps. You can be on them longer. You know, a lot of the requirements that were there We didn't have a work requirement like they're trying to put on now, but, there were requirements that were in place, all of which have gone away. So, it's kind of a much more open system and many, many more people who can afford to buy food and maybe not be their priorities, are now on food stamps. And then, we end up wasting a lot of money with that increase in the eligibility as well.
Isn't it nuts that a 3% reduction in this program, when it's grown to the degree that it's grown, I forget the exact numbers, but it's 100% growth in a time when the welfare rolls have grown like 16%. And so a 3% reduction is proposed so you can put some of these reforms in place and the farm bill goes down over it. That's nuts, isn't it?
Well, it is. And, we've got a crummy economy and people aren't working. We've got high unemployment. And the unemployment rate is much higher than the official rate because people have just given up and, don't go out there and seek jobs, so they drop off the rolls. Well, what are they to do? They don't have a job. They don't have income. They've got to feed their families. I mean, you go and sign up for the taxpayer-funded food stamp program, and sure, it's there. But, a lot of this could be solved if people were out there working and the economy was moving and, careers were being made, and that's not happening either.
If you have any questions for former Governor Ed Schaefer of North Dakota, also U.S. Agriculture Secretary and father, grandfather, some of his more important duties, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind. Matt in Minot, what's on your mind?
Actually, Matt in Newtown first.
Or Newtown.
Matt in Minot, yeah. Okay, so let's
Matt in Newtown.
Two Matts waiting, so we didn't want to confuse them. But
all right.
Newtown, Matt, you're up first.
How are you down there? Hey, I have a daughter. I'm from Oregon. I have a daughter that just graduated high school last year, and they really promoted these kids getting on food stamps. I mean, right out of high school, okay? So she ends up moving in. Four friends all rented a house. They all work and everything, but they qualified for food stamps, except my daughter. She wouldn't take it, but they spent more of that food stamps on candy and soda and everything than anything else. And the other thing I wanted to tell you is I have a sister-in-law who is a habitual food stamp user constantly. And I was raising six kids. She was raising three. I spent, she got more money than what I spent feeding my family with a pretty good income. And She would sit around. She doesn't work or anything. And she would send the, I'm from a real small town, so we have a little tiny grocery store that's real expensive. And she would send the kids in to go get raviolis in a big can or whatever because it was just easy money. We couldn't afford that stuff. I mean, we could have, but we'd have to do other things. But we had the shop, we had the bargain shop and everything out there. But she made so much, and she used to try that same thing with us. Here, I'll buy you $200 worth of groceries if you give me $100 and stuff, because she had so much she could do that. Her kids were living good. They were eating all this fancy stuff out of these little stores, that's like three times more expensive than Walmart, and that's where we shop in the little places like that. But this is what's going on in the world, they're giving high school kids. I would have never thought of that coming out of high school, ever.
It's like going to a convenience store to buy milk and eggs and butter. It's much more expensive than going to the grocery store. But pretty much from the studies I've read, every college kid, for the most part, would qualify. So the system's broke.
Yeah, it is, because they should be out there working. They're in our parents' house. I've got my 16-year-old daughter on her summer break right here in Newtown, and she's working at the Cinex down here to make money all through the summer and stuff. And she's hoping for college and everything. But why can't some of those people come over here? I mean, there's so many jobs around here, they're begging for people.
Kudos for her. I commend her.
Ed, anything you want to comment on the Matt's point about, especially the disturbing part to me, is these high school kids being encouraged to get on food stamps. There's a lesson. Yikes.
Well, and there's there are marketing programs. There's money in the program to encourage people to sign up. And, part of that is, people, low-income folks or new Americans or somebody, they're not sure if they're eligible, don't know about it, they're not ready for programs. So there, you know, there are dollars in there that you can say, you know, here are your benefits if you qualify and go forward. Unfortunately, that program has become taken over by those who just want to sign up people for the, you know, for the issue. So like your caller said, Matt said, you know, you graduate from high school and they're on you right away, sign up. And that's not what it's meant for. It's meant for eligible folks who need nutrition and food for their families, when the need arises. And, you know, it just, you know, like most government programs, you know, it has a good seed for it. I mean, it makes sense to start with, and then it just gets taken over and it keeps growing and growing and it gets out of hand. And now we have, you know, programs all over the place that are inviting people to join up the program, whether they're eligible or not, or whether they should be on it or not, or whether they're capable or not, you know. And so people set their priorities and I'll go on food stamps and get a couple hundred dollars a week for food and go out and make a payment on a fishing boat.
Matt in Minot, your next Red Schaefer. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott, Mark, Your Honor. How are you all doing today?
Great, sir.
Anyhow, I wanted to comment on Mark's little comment about WIC being a good program. And I would argue that fact simply due to the fact that all the government program does is takes away your independence.
Matt, so, that's Steve, by the way.
Or Steve, I apologize.
That's okay.
Anyhow, the whole idea that a government program to help the needy is a good thing is a horrible idea. We have churches that I donate to. We have charities that I give my time to. And the fact that we're trying to get so many people to sign up for these government programs to take taxpayer dollars from one group of people to give it to another group of people who don't really need the help to begin with, because I guarantee you that most of the people who receive food stamps and WIC probably have a new car, cable TV, internet, flat screen, LCD TV. You know, it's just stupid. And the reason why we have the $17 trillion in debt is because these government programs keep trying to justify themselves, take more taxpayer dollars, and spend more than they actually take in.
You know, Matt, one of the things that I look at is it's an investment, because you're going to run into other problems down the road, and I don't want to pay for those other problems. So to me, that's a smaller investment. Ed Schaefer discussing with us, and I'll come back to the Matt's discussion there with you, Ed, in just a few minutes. Former Governor and U.S. Agriculture Secretary Ed Schaefer. If you have any questions or comments, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3333. 3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Around the region, Bismarck, Mandan, 70 this hour, Williston at 61, Dickinson, 59, Minot, 67, in Devil's Lake, they're at 70, 71, in Jamestown, Grand Forks, and Fargo, both at 74 this hour, Miles City at 67, and Mobridge, South Dakota at 74.
Ed Schaefer, former North Dakota governor, former ag secretary, is with us. Would you referee this debate between Matt and Minot and Steve? Steve saying, hey, it's a good program. Matt saying, no, it's not. And you obviously said earlier, food and nutrition for families in need is a good thing. I guess Matt's point is, why is the government providing it? Why isn't other like churches, as an example, providing it?
Well, I think the basics of the WIC program, the Women's Infants and Children program, are sound. I mean, that's a good program. And beyond providing nutrition for preborns and newborns, it also is a program that teaches nutrition, that gets new moms, you know, tuned up. And as Steve mentioned, you know, you get these lifelong results. So it does make some difference, and I think the program is great. That's not to say that it hasn't been hijacked by some extent to get people on the system and to keep them on the system. And I think Matt is right. You know, one of the issues with all of these programs is you're not lending a helping hand. As Steve says, you are, you're creating dependency. And, you know, the folks who believe that government does all, is all, and should be all, you know, want to create dependency on people in government. So there are elements of the WIC program that you look at and you go, oh man, I wish they wouldn't, you know, have this long-term focus and keeping people on the program instead of helping them with new nutrition, tuning them up on nutrition, teaching them good nutrition habits, and then sending them off into the world. So people do get trapped on the system, and I have that concern as well. But the basics of that program are solid. If you had to choose one, you know, out of all nutrition programs, I'd start there. I mean, I think it's a solid one and one that's important for the lifelong health of families.
And I have to say, Matt, I do agree with your point in general that the better care is always going to come from someone closest to folks rather than quote-unquote government. Appreciate the sentiment for sure. Thanks for the call. Clark in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
We sure can.
I'd like to direct this to you and Mr. Schaefer. I don't never hear any of the older people, which probably there aren't too many around because I wasn't born then. I was born in the early 40s. But one way to get some of the people off of, to wean them off of the food stamp and the welfare program would be that everyone that is capable of working, I know there couldn't possibly be all of them, but single women with kids of course, would be a different story. But why couldn't they go back to, I don't remember what president my folks used to talk about, but I know when Grandpa and Grandma homesteaded close to Williston, they had a tough time hanging on to the farm, so some of the boys had to leave to find jobs because there wasn't, you know, enough income on the farm to even feed them. And my dad got a job building a dam out in Montana, and it was called WPA. Mm-hmm. And every state in the union had WPA back then, and it forced them to go to work. I mean, they had to. I think now it's set up to where it's too easily to receive food stamps and welfare. And it's not good for the people because they sit in a rocking chair on the couch. But a WPA is workplace. Every state in the union had it, and we have all these big cities that they've talked about over the news for last couple of years that their infrastructure is bad. I think a lot of that money back then, North Dakota got some. They built dams here. I fished at three of the dams at WPA. Workers built back then, the government provided the money for their wages. And I think the big cities, their infrastructure is so bad to where the bridges, we know our bridges in the USA are bad, a lot of them.
Clark, you bring up a great point. We got a full bank of calls, and I do want to move on to some other calls. Ed, what's yeah. your response to that? Is there a place for that now in today's society?
Yeah, this is a great call because it points to the welfare reform that was done in the 1990s under President Clinton, and what we were talking about here was people were working, they were getting paid to go out and do public works projects, and they did all over the country, and we still see the evidence of it today. But what it points to is there are three classes of people, elements of people that are on welfare programs. One is those who are very capable of working today that can be out there that you know, just are historically lazy or, you know, third-generation welfare programs or whatever the case may be. They should be off the program. They should give them notice. You're capable. You're off. The second folks are those who need temporary help, you know, divorced mom, maybe she wasn't educated, need some schooling, some training to get a job. Some effort. Those folks, you know, we need to give temporary assistance to, and training or education or work habit counseling, or maybe sometimes even a car, you know, so they can go to work. You know, we, you know, looked at those kinds of people and said, how can we help them become self-sufficient? And then you have this third group of people who are always going to need some help. They're handicapped, they're, you know, have a disability of some kind, they're ill. Whatever the case may be, they're always going to need our help. And if you look at these welfare programs like that, we did welfare reform in the 1990s, and I was on the National Welfare Reform Task Force for President Clinton, and we were able to restructure the way you delivered welfare. And, you know, thousands of people in North Dakota went off the welfare system because we treated them properly, we booted the folks off that were capable, we helped those who needed get temporary assistance while they were educated or trained for jobs, and then we made sure that we're going to take care of the people that will always need it. President Obama reversed the elements that we put in place in welfare reform in the 1990s under President Clinton. He took those away. So, you know, they're stacking up, they're adding people to the programs, and it's costing taxpayers billions and billions and billions of dollars, and it's just not the right approach to put everybody on the program and pay for everybody. You know, let's take care of the people that need it and get the others in a position to work.
Clark, thanks for the call. We have a full bank of calls here in only about 4 minutes, so we'll try and go as quickly in a bit of a lightning round here through your comments and then quick responses from Ed to get everybody in, as many as we can at least. Mary and Hazleton next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Mary. Mary, are you there?
Yep, can you hear me?
We sure can. Go ahead.
Okay. I had a question as far as the WIC program goes for women. Is there anything out there? Does that program apply to single fathers out there that maybe the mom isn't around and the dad's just taking care of the child?
I believe it does, because it's the middle initial I is infant, and I believe that a single father who has responsibility for the children are eligible for those programs.
Thank you, Mary, for your phone call. Let's go on to Tony in New Salem. Tony, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Thanks for your program. I love it. The whole social welfare thing is messed up, and I'll give you a real quick perfect example. I have a daughter that's got a master's degree doing great. I have a daughter that owns her own business doing great, and I have a young daughter who I love with all my heart, but she's lazy. It's as simple as that. She's a single mom now. And Barney Frank, with his infinite wisdom, part of the reason we're in the mess we are with the housing market and stuff, said to the banks that they had to give everybody's entitled to a house instead of working your butt off, 2-3 jobs, getting down payment, buying a house you can afford, fixing up, and moving up to the next house. She got a loan for $96,000, my youngest daughter, worked at Walmart, $96,000, nothing down. And I'll give you two guesses. The first two don't count who's made her last two house payments. So, I mean, you think that this country's so screwed up? I mean, and I'm living it. My own daughter, who I love with all my heart, is a part of this system. She should have never been allowed to get a $96,000 loan with nothing down and not the ability to do it. And that's why the economy's in the mess it's in right now. One of the
And the federal government is broke. And meanwhile, the farm bill goes down because we can't take 3% reduction in a program that's a runaway spending and try and implement some reforms. I mean, the frustration is very evident in everybody's voice here, Ed. What do you do about it?
Well, I think you got to throw everybody out of Washington and start over, personally. Both parties and the independents, out there are just, so stuck in words on a piece of paper. They're not practical. They don't have any common sense, which is what we're talking about today. They worry about how they get votes and how they can take care of coming home and having headlines and big paychecks. And, they're not focused on taking care of people. And it's a huge problem, and it's not exclusive to one party or the other. You've mentioned a couple of times the food stamp issue, Scott, on, minor reductions, and that caused the vote yesterday to fail. There were other elements in there as well. There were cotton and peanut issues. There was the dairy farm issue. There were many issues that they cobbled this bill together, and they throw it over to the Senate. The Senate puts it together. They throw it over to the House and say, you guys fix it. We're going to go home and say, we passed the farm bill. And then, you guys fix it, and then they get in a fight about fixing it, and, the thing went down the tube. So, this is just a broken system. The leadership is awful on both sides. They're infighting on who gets the credit and who gets to bring the program together. I've talked to some insiders that were on the floor yesterday, and they were saying, this is just dumb. I mean, our system is just incapable of doing it.
Ed, let's get to one more call before the break. Jane, what is on your mind?
I think we have got the wrong president, and all he thinks about is giving for the votes, is what I think. And another thing is the doctors letting people get on disability. People get on this, and they stay on it forever and ever. I mean, they can be hugely overweight, and what are they doing with their food stamps? Buying more pop? I just think the system is bad, and
it's
agree a lot with what he says.
Thanks, Jane, for the call. Ed, we'll let you go. We know we kept you long. Thanks for taking all the calls. We'll continue this another time. Dale Wetzel, when we come back, folks, don't go away.
What's on your mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hammond. We'll be right back after these messages. Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name, quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
Daryl is on the line from Odor Medicine. He's the man that can get rid of the smells, folks, the tough ones. It's a highly effective method to get rid of pet, smoke, sports equipment odors, that musty, moldy smell in your house. The solution is here out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Go to this website, getridofsmellnow.com. Use the promo code Scott and get a great deal. Daryl from Zeeland, North Dakota is on the line. How'd you do this, Daryl?
We've been doing research and development for over 5 years on the product. Chlorine dioxide is an oxidizer. When the Hart Building had anthrax in Washington, D.C., they used high levels of chlorine dioxide. So we realized there was basically a key component, chlorine dioxide, to eliminate odors. And with our R&D, we devised a provisional patent, and we designed a product, a liquid and a vapor version, to destroy the odor at the source.
This works. 100% money-back guarantee. Use the promo code SCOTT. Get free priority shipping and 10% off your order now at GetRidOfSmellNow.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Thanks for all the calls, by the way. Really enjoyed the chance for folks to interact with Ed Schaefer on the Farm Bill issue and kind of morphed into a greater philosophical discussion about food stamp programs and welfare programs and just a lot of good old-fashioned common sense out there.
I love that WPA question. That was a great call.
Yeah, last Friday is sort of farm and ranch logic out there. There are a lot of it out there, and we appreciate your calls. There's just never enough time. Now we have the segment we call Ask the Newsman. Dale Wetzel, the managing editor for Great Plains Examiner and the Great Plains News Service, has a weekend statewide radio program called The Dale Wetzel Show, and he's going to be talking about the Farm Bill and a couple of other issues, and has some interesting guests, and is here to give us a little rundown here and chit-chat with Steve and I to wrap up the program on this Friday. Happy Friday, Dale. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
We're doing well. You're going to tackle the Farm Bill debate and try and get both sides of this in the program this weekend to start, huh?
Yes, we have Kevin Cramer, Congressman Kevin Cramer, and we also have Roger Johnston, the former North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner. He is now president of the National Farmers Union. I spoke to him in his office in Washington a few days ago about the farm bill and what his attitudes are about it. We're also going to have Mr. Tim Rasmussen, who is a official for Montana Dakota Utilities. Montana Dakota Utilities is building a new oil refinery in southwestern North Dakota. It's near Dickinson, and it's the first oil refinery built in this country in a number of years. We're also going to be speaking to Jill Bjerke, who is the chairman of an initiative campaign to require judges to allow for equal parenting in divorce cases where children are involved unless one of the parents is deemed to be unfit.
You know, when you start talking about the unfit parent side of things and some of the things with children issues, it harkens to what's going on up at Spirit Lake and up in Devil's Lake or in that area. Is that any a discussion that carries over into that from this guest you're going to have?
I don't think so. I mean, what you're talking about in Spirit Lake is flat-out child abuse. I don't think that there's any equal parenting claim that can be made by a parent who is abusing a child. What we're talking about here is more garden variety disputes between a divorced husband and wife where they, you know, one of them thinks that they're not getting enough time with the kids. And we'll just have to see how equal parenting is explained during the campaign, if there is one. For one thing, they still have to get enough signatures to put this on the ballot. But when you're talking about equal time with the children, are we talking about down to the minute or what? It has the potential to be somewhat of a complex issue.
It is complex, and it can be quite divisive at times as well when the children are involved. Of course, the big story this weekend, I can imagine, is going to be the farm bill. And, you know, Congressman Kevin Cramer came up quite a bit in the news, and some people were pointing the finger directly at him concerning the farm bill not passing due to his amendment. Is that an opportunity for you to ask him that question this weekend?
Oh, yes. It's. I mean, we discussed that. I was in Washington yesterday, and I talked to Congressman Cramer about some of his amendments on the farm bill, and then one of them, of course, is, you know, has to do with the linkage between conservation programs and whether you're eligible for crop insurance, and that's, you know, that's a major sticking point.
You know, one of the other big stories this week, at least in North Dakota, is higher education, them throwing out the evaluations by former Chancellor Ham Shirvani for several presidents. He pointed the finger directly at UND, NDSU, and Minot State University. Now the Board of Higher Education throwing out those evaluations and appointing interim chancellor. Where does that go from here now? With Dr. Scogin being in that position, he says it's time to heal.
Well, yes, and essentially what you have with Larry Scogin is you have, and I don't mean this as a negative, but you have a caretaker. You have someone who is probably going to be the model going forward for what the chancellor should be, instead of having someone who is a chief executive officer who has authority over the college presidents. You're going to have someone who is more like a coordinator, who makes suggestions, who basically directs traffic, someone who is not a policymaker, so to speak, or someone who tries to be one. I mean, Dr. Shirvani, you know, rubbed some of the presidents the wrong way, obviously, and when that happens, I mean, these presidents have alumni, they have legislators, they have, you know, frankly, much more influence than a chancellor could ever hope to have. And when they start throwing their weight around, the results can be what you saw with Dr. Shirvani. You know, I think the model we're going to have going forward, if the Board of Higher Education is abolished next year, is we're going to have someone who is a coordinator, someone who is a glorified, I wouldn't say a secretary, but a, you know, someone who is a, someone who directs traffic and someone who keeps, makes sure, that, you know, someone who schedules things and makes sure that there aren't too many disputes between campuses. But this is not going to be a person with much power, because the Board of Higher Education, when it comes right down to it, is not willing to stand up for its own chief executive.
Dale, the question comes up then, how long is this an interim position? Does the board hire a permanent chancellor before they're lame ducks? You know, it kind of brings up a great question, and that's a question I'm sure you'll ask down the road. Ask the newsman, Dale Wetzel. How do people get a hold of you, Dale?
My email address is dale@greatplainsnews.com, and I certainly welcome email, and that's the best way to get a hold of me.
What's in your mind? Have a great weekend.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joe Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.